What's up, peeps? It's your boy Ian of the Magnificent Vibes Podcast. Round two of the playoffs, and give y'all a little prediction slash preview of what I expect for the third round, the conference finals in either conference. I don't even know where to start, man. But let me start by saying this. I ain't liking this playoff so far. I ain't liking this playoff so far, man. The Kings gave me a lot of hope, man. They went out in seven. The Bucks, who were my pick to come out the East, get taken out by injured, shorthanded AFC Miami Heat team with no fan base, I might add. No real one to speak of. The Memphis Grizzlies and my boy Dylan Brooks bounced out in the first round. And then the second round has not really been any better. I think the fix is in, y'all. I think the fix is in. I think the league knows. Well, let me get into that later. Phoenix Suns, man, y'all went out bad, man. Y'all went out embarrassed for the second year in a row in the second round. Elimination game, man. Y'all get blown out by 30, 40 points for the second year in a row. Now, you know, let me be clear. I never thought they were going to beat Denver, but I expected a better fight than that. I did not see what happened to them last year happening against the Mavericks. Getting blown out by 30 points on their home court. And both elimination games happen on their home court. Very, very embarrassing. The Phoenix Suns got a lot of things to figure out. They were not my pick to beat Denver, nor were they my pick really to come out the West, because I am under the mind, call me crazy, that you just can't slap a bunch of superstars together and put them on a team and say, okay, this is the formula for success. Everything's going to be clicking now. So not surprised that they got eliminated in the second round, but to go out so just bad, like just get the brakes beat off you in your home court like that. It's like they got some things to figure out. I think, unfortunately, Monty Williams is in the hot seat, because not for anything that's his fault, but that's just how things go. They're not going to get rid of Kevin Durant. They're going to do everything they can to retain him. Same thing with Devin Booker. If Chris Paul is willing to go back, I think they're willing to have him. Even though Chris Paul has proven that he cannot stay healthy throughout a whole season and postseason. But they got some things to figure out. So, and that's the other thing, man. I am not looking forward to all the speculative Phoenix Suns offseason coverage you're going to hear this summer. What's KD going to do? What's Devin Booker going to do? Are they going to get the max? Who's going to get the max? Are they going to trade DeAndre Jordan? Or DeAndre Ayton? Who are they going to trade him for? Are they going to bring in Kyrie? Because that talk is coming very soon, and I could clock it at this point. They're going to talk about bringing in Kyrie and all of us who've been paying attention the whole time are going to be like, I don't think you should do that. But that's the downside to the Phoenix Suns getting eliminated. It's like all the offseason talk, speculative offseason talk, we're no doubt going to hear. I think they're going to be the most talked about team in the offseason, to be quite honest with you. But shout out to the Denver Nuggets, man, for making it through, man. I'm pulling for the Denver Nuggets to win the West. They look like a finely oiled machine, man. Jokic, man, you got to get it done. You got to get it done. I think he gets that. I think he's always kind of gotten that. But shout out to the Denver Nuggets, man. I think they're one of the best teams in basketball right now. And I'm pulling for them. I'm pulling for them to come out the West. Lakers and Golden State, man. I picked Golden State to win this series in six for just reasons. One, they were the defending champions. And I looked at who the Lakers beat to get to the second round and who Golden State beat to get to the second round. The Lakers took out the very overconfident goofball Grizzlies. Golden State, however, had to take out a very formidable Kings team in seven games. So going into that series, I thought they were the more tested team. I thought they were the more proven team. But they just ran out of gas, man. They weren't healthy. They're a lot older than they used to be. I never thought that they were going to pull off another 3-1 deficit comeback. So once the Lakers won game 4, I kind of knew then it was a wrap. But I was still pulling for Golden State. But hey, you know, Draymond seems to really, really want a spot on the Lakers next year. So I think that's going to happen. I think he's been eyeing his exit ever since the Jordan Poole punch. So very disappointed to see the Warriors go down. I hate the Lakers. I hate everything about the Lakers. I hate the fact that they claim to be one of the most winningest franchises in history, when in reality, 5 of those championships don't even count because they won them in Minneapolis. So I don't know why they're claiming they've won just as many championships as the Celtics, but that's neither here nor there. I just hate them. I hate LeBron. I hate AD. I hate Dennis Schroeder. I hate them. I just hate them. I hope the zippers on their coats never work. I hope there's always ice in their driveway. I hope they burn their tongue sipping coffee. I hope they all get paper cuts on their pinkies. I hope their kids never learn how to read. I hope they get struck with hemorrhoids. I just hate them, man. I just hate them. I can't even really explain why. But they got it done, man. They got it done. They're looking like world beaters right now. And as far as their matchup against the Denver Nuggets, even though I fully believe in my heart of hearts and knowing my head and everything I know about basketball, Denver is the way better team and have been the better team all season. I am predicting the Lakers beat them in 6 because the refs really hate the Nuggets and they really love the Lakers. So I got the Lakers beating Denver in 6 games. One thing this playoffs has taught us is that home court advantage does not count. Seeding does not count. And the league, I think the league really, really wants to see LeBron win another championship, or at least go to another finals, and they're going to do everything in their power to make that happen. I am not feeling this playoffs this year. Side note, CP3, I'm starting to think he a secret center, because like his basketball career has not been blessed with a championship, and he has been on some cold squads and has had opportunity. You know, plenty of windows were open for him. But yeah, I'm starting to think he a secret center, man. Like, get your stuff straight, and you'll finally win a championship, CP3. Let's move on to Heat Knicks, man. I was so pulling for the Knicks, and that should tell you how much I hate the Heat, because I am a lifetime Bulls fan. So rooting for the Knicks is anathema to me. But I was rooting for them. They couldn't get it done. The Heat just looked like the better team. You know, I don't know where this was in the regular season. To be honest, I didn't watch a lot of Heat games this year. I honestly didn't watch a lot of Knicks games, but I know I watched more Knicks games than Heat games. I know that. But the Knicks got something to build on. So if you're a Knicks fan, hold your head high, man. That's a squad that's got something to build on. They look like an attractive destination for another all-star, or a potential savvy veteran that could get them over the hump. They got something they could build on over there. They just got to mature a little bit, which I think they will. Julius Randle has to stay healthy. They all got to stay healthy, but he's the one whose health has been an issue. But shout out to the Knicks, man. Shout out to Knicks fans. Hey, I was rooting for y'all, man. I was there with y'all. Celtics, Sixers. Man, I mean, at this point, as of this recording, Game 7 has not been played yet. I picked the Celtics in 6. So I'm going to stick with my pick, I suppose. But it would not surprise me, man. Joe Mazzulla has been making some questionable calls and non-calls lately, and non-timeouts, and it would not surprise me if the Sixers steal Game 7. It would not surprise me. You know, Joel Embiid seems to have a battery in his back. James Harden seems to be running out of time. His window was closing. And, you know, but they are coached by Doc Rivers, so Who knows? Who knows? Whoever wins that series, I hope they beat the Heat. If the Celtics win, I got the Celtics beating the Heat in 7. If the Sixers win, I got the Heat beating the Sixers in 6. I know that's crazy because out of the two teams, I mean, like, neither the Celtics nor the Sixers have an answer for Joel Embiid. Like, Robert Williams III just ain't it, and Bam Adebayo definitely ain't it. But I don't know, man. I think the league wants to see another Lakers Heat rematch in the finals, and they know that the fans have talked mad mess about that bubble / Planet Fitness championship that the Lakers won. And they're trying to reignite GOAT talk on LeBron's part on the tail end of his career, because it's clear he's getting old, man. It's clear he's out of his prime. He's over the hill. It's clear. It's clear. So, man, it might be another Lakers Heat finals rematch. You know what? Bump it. I'm going to Los Angeles Lakers and the Miami Zombie Heat in the finals. I got the Lakers winning the West. I got the Zombie Heat winning the East. This is one pick that I would not mind being wrong about. Trust me. But the way things are going, those two teams are the teams with the most momentum. I think the Sixers and Celtics are going to be way too worn down and tired after playing each other in a game 7 to really come out and punch the Heat in the mouth right away. And the Heat are going to catch them slipping. So that's who I got. Los Angeles Lakers against the Zombie Heat in the finals. And of course, I got, well, let me not go there yet. I'll discuss that with Rodney. But there you have it, people. There you have it. That's my reaction to the second round and my predictions for the third round. Man, I don't like any of this, man. I don't feel good about any of this. It's like, does seeding not matter anymore? Does home court not matter anymore? What's going on, NBA? What is going on? And it frustrates me because my Chicago Bulls were right on the cusp. They were right there with the Heat. Why can't they be in the Eastern Conference Finals right now? You know? If it's that willy-nilly, you know, why can't my Bulls be there? So that's why I'm sour. That's why I don't like this. I don't like none of this. But I digress. Those are my picks. Those are my reactions. Thanks for listening to me, people. I'll catch y'all on the next episode. Peace.